You know what it is. That's right. It's time to talk money with your money nerd and financial coach. Now, tighten those purse strings and open those ears. It's the Money Talk with Tiff podcast.
Hey, everyone. I'm so excited because I have Todd Christensen on the line. Now, Todd is here to talk to us about spending personalities, which I think is kind of interesting because I feel like once you know what personality type you are, and you know, guys, I nerd out on this stuff, you can kind of, you know, figure out how to maneuver around it. So thank you so much, Todd, for coming on the show today.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. So let's hop right in for the audience. So what are the types of spending personalities? And maybe give us a couple of, or an example for each one.
Sure. So we, back in the early, mid-2000s, we started doing some presentations and surveying those who were in our classes. And we identified six types of spending personalities. And let me just preface this by saying there is no one right kind of personality that we need to focus on. There's no one wrong. We all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. And we can change these types of personalities. But one is, we call it achievement spending. So people who spend on personal improvement. They want to improve their skills. They love reading. They love to get certifications, education, that sort of thing. Admiration spending. We spend to impress others, and not just a specific person, but like anybody. So, and it's not just we think, oh, that's the person who dresses really fancy or something. It's not just that. It's also the people who want to drive the cars that get noticed. And it tends to be the kind of the most expensive, financially challenging personal finance color, but, purples tend to make life very colorful for all of us. We love purpose. I put colors to these just because it's fun to do, to identify ourselves as color. It's easier than saying, oh, I'm admiration spending. Admiration spending, we said, is red. So that's a red spender. I mentioned achievement spending is red. Admiration is purple. And we have blue spenders. These are people who spend on relationships, spend on building close relationships with family, friends. And, the quintessential blue spender is the parent who goes without buying their own clothes for years at a time because all their money goes just to their kids. We tend to think it was very positive, but it has some drawbacks too, like that you can't spend on yourself. And then at some point you have to, and you go out and you overspend on yourself with a splurge or with a going credit card shopping because you didn't put any money away for yourself. And now you feel double guilty that you spent on yourself and you used credit card and went into debt. Approval spending, that's our green spender. That's somebody who spends to impress an individual or a very small group. Maybe, and this seems, some of us think, oh, that's really shallow spending on a relationship, but we all do it, especially when we think about during dating, when we're trying to date, trying to get somebody's attention and we're taking them out to a nice show or to a restaurant, we're spending money on getting some. And the reality is it works in many cases, at least to get the attention. But if you focus on that and you stay on that, and it's only about the impressing somebody, then yeah, of course that relationship may have issues. The other two are responsibility spending. That's our yellow spenders. That is the most common color identified by both genders. It is all about making sure that we take care of our responsibilities, our duties, our obligations, paying our bills on time. It's not the most common as we're younger, but it becomes the most common as we get older. And then the most, I think we tend to take this last one, the orange spenders, they're amusement spenders. We think that, oh, that's just the young kids because they spend money just, orange spenders spend money only on having fun. Orange spenders are, we have the time of our lives when we're hanging out with our orange spender friends. And it is the most common color for teenagers. But that's because they don't have the obligations yet and they haven't built the relationships and have the family and so forth. But there are some people who hang on to that orange spending as long as they can, even into long into their senior years of their lives. So those are our six spending personalities. Again, achievement, admiration, relationship, approval, responsibility, and amusement.
Awesome, awesome. And as you were going through them, I'm like, oh, I know someone like that. I know, oh, that's me. Because yep. I think I'm more, I would say maybe achievement spender, because I have a ton of ABC soup behind my name. I just love learning. So like, for instance, I have enrolled in certain certification programs and stuff. Never took the test, but I have all the books and all that stuff. Right. So I just love learning and I spend a lot of money doing that. And then also I was like, I don't hear a technology spender because that's also me as well.
What's the tech spender? I would probably put that in efficiency and knowledge along with achievement. So I think a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners would fit into that red spending, achievement spending, because that's one of the most common personality traits of successful, financially successful and business successful people is this desire to continually learn, and they're always reading something, learning something new.
Okay, so now let's say the audience is listening. They have said, okay, this is who I identify with. This is the type of spender I am. What are some tips around each one? So maybe like one tip that they can kind of, you know, make a little change if they want to, as far as spending is concerned.
Yeah, sure. So let's start with red spenders. They tend to be pretty driven on goals. So that's it. They often have a budget in place. So you would think that they're really well off as far as their spending goes. As you mentioned, though, sometimes they can get focused on things like technology or other self-improvement. And it's really easy to kind of overspend just by justifying, hey, this is good for what my future goals and so forth. So the tip there is make sure you have a plan in place and you're sticking with the plan. Overspending is never a good thing for any of these spending personalities. So that's our red spender. Purple, spending to impress everybody. Keep in mind, I like to say, differentiate between your values and your valuables. Valuables actually go down in value every year. They depreciate. And if we're spending on valuables, we have to continually refresh that spending every year. Otherwise, if we're putting our identity in our valuables, our self-worth is going down because things are depreciating. So we have to constantly replenish that. So focus on your values rather than your valuables. Then on the blue spenders, these are the relationship spenders, the ones that are always, it's all about others. It's never about me. Keep in mind that if you don't focus on your own personal needs, you will eventually have to be forced into, and that does not always end well when you're forced to do something. We're always better at lifting people if we're in a better position ourselves. So take care of yourself. We're better caregivers when we have taken time to take care of our own needs first. You're not selfish for taking care of your own needs. That's a critical thing that blues need to remember. Greens, we as long as we understand that relationships can't be built on spending on others. There are those people who do appreciate gifts. I have family members who do enjoy those. That really makes a difference. It tells them, hey, this person is thinking about me, and they're thinking about the person I am and what I enjoy, and they're giving a thoughtful gift. It's not wrong to be a green spender like that. Just make sure that we are not spending on relationships that are not, they're not developing beyond that issue. Because green spenders can be taken advantage of. They're the ones that would spend on somebody else, and they never feel appreciated because there's nothing in return. You just have to understand that's not a relationship that maybe is worth developing, or you have to consider other options. Yellows, again, very responsible. So what do you do? What's the tip to if you're a yellow spender? Is that a problem? Not usually. Just keep in mind that life is more than just spending money on bills, and you can also enjoy things as well as they come along. And then finally, orange. I was a huge orange spender, not just as a teenager, but I was one of those that was trying to hang on. Orange spenders need to understand that it's a very expensive proposition to try and live life just by spending and having fun. We just need to, those of us who were big orange spenders need to understand what is our long-term real internal values. And for a lot of us, it ends up being, you know what, it's actually relationships. And so we kind of shift most of us. Surprisingly, for a lot of the women that might be listening, men reported overall that they were more, and than anything else, they were blue spenders. They identified as spending on relationships rather than spending on fun, which, you know, for those young men among us that have spent a lot of money on having fun in our 20s, that does surprise others that knew us then.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, huh, really?
Yeah, right? When you think about it, and I say, look, a lot of guys want to fall into that traditional role at some point of taking care of others and working. And you know, there's a lot of things we'd rather be doing sometimes than just being at work. But that we tend to, and it's not just guys, of course, but we tend to jump into those roles and take care of others as part of our responsibility as a parent or as a spouse or as a partner.
Yes. I can agree with that. I can see that. How, you know, guys can change from amusement to responsibility or relationship spenders pretty quickly.
Some of us just take a little longer than others, but we don't all get there and we don't all have to get there. But yes, a lot of us do.
So now, out of curiosity, because now I'm just curious, yeah. And like I said, I nerd out on personality stuff.
Yeah.
what about women? Like, what did you see was the most popular spending category for women or personality?
Number one, by about 10 percentage points, was responsibility. Men was almost equal the blue relationships and yellow responsibility. But for women, it was about 10% more. Yellow responsibility above the relationship spending. Now that varies at different times of your lives. It was almost like 100% blue for women who have young children. And that's totally understandable. You know, you get it. It's all, and that's one of the challenges that I talk to young moms about. Look, you've got to make sure you take care of your own needs. Don't forget to give yourself time. And to give yourself, put some money aside so that you can have that new outfit that you need. Because otherwise, after 2 years or 3 years, and you got holes everywhere, and you're just like, forget it, I got to go get something. And you go out and shop, and you use a credit card. And again, I mentioned that double guilt. You just spent on yourself, and you just went into credit card debt to do it. And then it reinforces that idea that I can't spend on myself, when that's not true. You have to spend on yourself. Just plan on it regularly. That you don't do that splurge. You have the money there when you need it.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, because that was literally my entire life. Because I've been a single mom and I have two boys, and I always got whatever they needed, you know, whether it was school clothes, school supplies, haircuts, hair, you know, whatever. And I would rather do that versus, you know, doing stuff for myself. But I did start just putting a line item in the budget, because, you know, you said achievement spenders have budgets. Usually that's me. But I started just putting line items in there for like self-care and clothing for myself and things like that. Because, you know, me, I'm a super saver as well. Like, I don't really like spending money. I don't enjoy it. Like, I'm not the type that loves going to the store. I actually hate it. So I have to figure out like a balance there, because I know that that's not healthy either. Like you have to spend money. And so just figuring out that balance. And I honestly don't think that I got there until like this year. This year was when I had an eye-opening experience. And I was like, you know what, Tiffany, you need to enjoy life a little more. So yeah, I definitely learned that lesson.
Yeah. Yeah, I in my classes, I talk about, you know, we talk about the primary color that we are, our personality is. We're all kind of rainbows of some sort, because there is no one single color that we fit into. But we have primary spending personalities, but we also have that kind of opposing spending personality that you kind of alluded to, that there's that we don't like spending money on, especially on certain things, and so we have to be aware of that, because we have to spend kind of in all of these categories at some point. And if we always avoid, if we're always trying to avoid spending completely, it's going to come up at some point, and we're going to have to spend it. And if we don't plan for it, as you said, it was great. You got that line item going on in your household spending. It's going to come up anyway. And if we're not prepared for it, it leads to debt, and debt is not good in any color.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Todd. This was so fun. I definitely nerded out and I want to learn more. So if anybody was interested in learning more about the spending personalities, any additional tips that they can learn, where would they be able to find you?
They can find me at moneyfit.org. We have an academy there with several free courses, lots of free materials. And then I have free classes fairly regular, including webinars each week.
Nice. Awesome. Well, I'll definitely be tapping in, and I hope you all do as well. I will have all that information in the show notes, so please check that out. Thank you so much, Todd, for coming on the show today.
My pleasure. Have a great one.
You as well. Bye.
Thank you for listening, joining, and being a part of the Money Talk with Tiff podcast this week. You can check Tiff out every Thursday for a new Money Talk podcast. But if you just can't wait until next week, you can listen to previous podcast episodes at moneytalkwitht.com or follow Tiff on all social media platforms at moneytalkwitht. Until next time, spend wise by spending less than you make. A word to the money wise is always sufficient.